Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, Riggs, are you familiar
Yes.
with a Twitter account called This Day in Sports Clips?
No.
Okay.
Not.
Well, I am. And the other day, June the 8th, This Day in Sports Clips featured a bench-clearing brawl in which the Tigers were playing the Indians, and somebody threw at Sandy Alomar Jr., and he charged the mound. And the person who threw that hellacious pitch, somebody who I haven't spoken to in a long time, but was a great guy, pitched for the Tigers from 1992 to 1995. And the 1993 season, when the team was 85 and 77, I believe, was one of four double-digit pitchers who had double-digit wins. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring back one of my favorites, John Daugherty. What's up, John?
Oh, wow.
Tony, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awake now.
Say hi to Jeff Rieger. He was a young pup when you played, but he loved that team.
Hey, what's going on, John? Thanks. You guys had a lot of power. You played at the Great Tigers Stadium. What's up, man?
Oh, man, it's all good. Yeah, we did. We had tons of power. I tell the story all the time. I remember watching batting practice one time with Mickey Tellefson, Rob Deere, and Cecil all in the same group, and 12 balls went out in a row. These guys are animals. We lost a lot of balls that year.
And you played with Lou and Tram, too, Cecil and Gibby on those teams, David Wells. You played with some good players, man.
Yes, very good players, very veteran team that was very nice to me, but also had a lot of fun with me also, especially my first year.
Now, it's funny. When I saw this clip, I said, you know, I subtweeted, love John Daugherty. He was a great guy, two decent years for the Tigers before the wheels came off. And then all of a sudden I see a subtweet say, and a great brother. So your brother obviously either follows This Day in Sports Clips as well. And I thought he was just kidding, but it was your brother. And I, you know, we got in touch to get your telephone number. What have you been doing in the last, I don't know, 20 some years? That play was 28 years ago, but what have you been doing?
I can't believe it either. Yeah, we're kind of the opposite. I'm not on one social media thing at all, and he's all over the place. And I guess slow history, slow days in baseball these days. For that to be coming up, my son even saw all the Instagram. Instagram, he replied that that's my dad and stuff like that. So, but I'm here in New York still. I've been with the New York State Park System for going to my 23rd year soon. And I do a lot of baseball. I mean, I teach pitching lessons. I'm involved with another group right now, Silverbacks Baseball. They're up in Somers, which is about 30 miles north of me. Just staying busy. I have two married with two children. I can't believe that my son is going to. I was just 53 years old yesterday, Stoney.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
You're still young.
Thank you.
You're younger than me, unfortunately, but that's okay.
And, my son will be 21 at the end of this month. My daughter will be 24 in November. So, yeah, time just flying by. But, staying very busy for sure. And I'm on the board of directors with the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association. Been on that board for quite some time. I'd say 20 years, I'd say. And actually on both boards. I'm on a not-for-profit board, and then they just put me on the marketing board like 3 years ago. So I stay pretty active.
Hey, John, I'm just looking at the roster of the 93 Tigers. So you played with David Wells. What was that like?
David was great. David and I were you know, long toss partners, and you know, I know at one point during the season they had us down as probable all stars. You know, we were 18-3 combined. I think at one point we were, I think, in a top three ERA, and then all of a sudden Dan Patrick, you know, probable all stars, and you know, David, I think only won like three more games that year, something like that. I know he wound up getting hurt. You know, it was my first year as a starter, so I, you know, towards the end of the season, I was kind of petering out a little bit, so to speak, because, you know, I haven't thrown that many innings ever in my life. But it was, you know, David was a lot of fun. Again, it was a really, really fun team to be around. And as you guys know, Sparky Anderson, well, maybe not you, but I know Stoney knows, you know, Sparky Anderson, you know, didn't play any games. If you weren't a good person, you weren't a team player, you weren't going to be on that team too long.
When was the last time you were in town, John?
Oh, it's been a really long time, and I'm so upset that I, you know, you just don't know how, like, how I missed the closing of the old stadium.
Oh,
like,
oh,
like,
wow.
What did I do? You know, I say to myself, like,
what were you doing?
Like, what, exactly. I have no idea how I missed that. So it's been quite a long time since I was there, probably, you know, since I played there, actually. I do still speak to Jim Schmeichel, still the clubhouse manager there. I speak to Jim several times a year. I mean, one of the nicest people in the world. Pio DeSalvo was the trainer at the time. I speak to Pio probably more than anybody from those days. I mean, I love Pio. He's you know, just such a good person again. And you know, just recently I had asked the Alumni Association for some phone numbers of some of the guys. I obviously had all the phone lists, but I haven't talked to the guys in a while. And during this quarantine it's like, you know, I want to try and get in touch with people. So it's something I've been trying to do. I want to start reaching out to some people. I spoke to Mike Moore recently, Brian Maxey. Is another, you know, he was, believe it or not, like, you know, a little younger than I was. He was here for he's at Ole Miss now, so he was up here for a sporting event in the city with the football team, and so we got to go to dinner. It was so much fun, just 3 hours, and it was like, I wish we could have, you know, spent 3 days together. We laughed so hard.
I'm looking at this fight. First of all, I didn't realize you were such a, you know, a headhunter going after Alomar, but you see Milt Kiler coming out of center field. I see.
Yeah.
Who caught that game? I see Kruder on the field, but I don't think he was catching at that time.
It was Mickey, and so if you want to go over hash back real quick, you know, it was, so I was in the dugout, came in relief, and Dennis Cook was in there. Mickey Tenno's batting right-handed, and two pitchers came up, you know, pretty close to Mickey, and you know, from our dugout vantage point, you know, it was hard to kind of see, but Mickey. And I didn't know this because I'm still young. It was only a couple months into the season, my first year. Mickey kind of dives in a little bit as a right-hand hitter. And so they may have been a little bit closer than they actually were. But, you know, you remember Tony Phillips. Tony Phillips was shy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's screaming out there, you know, it's next litters. You know, we could do that too, blah, blah, blah. And I remember I had to go to the bathroom so bad because I was sitting in the dugout. And I said, you know what, if I walk by this, down this, you know, past all these veterans into the clubhouse to go do my thing real quick, somebody's going to pull me aside and say, hey, kid, you better blah, blah. So I said, you know, let me just hold it in for an inning and, you know, let these guys realize that I'm paying attention. So all I wanted to do was just buzz the first guy, just like Mickey got buzzed. And I wound up hitting Albert Bell, hitting Glenn Allen Hill, which Glenn Allen Hill could beat all three of us up right now. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So he took his mouthpiece out and he gave a couple expletives towards me. And then the next pitch, you know, I was just a little wound up. The crowd was, you know, again, it wasn't 50,000 people there, but the crowd was, you know, screaming a little bit. And the way that Alomar was wiggling that bat looked like he wanted to hit the ball over the roof. So I just wanted to throw the ball as hard as I can. And it literally just came out early. And, you know, if I could have done that to the first guy, I would have been happy. But, you know, I think it took the nose hairs off him. And so, you know, he came out. And in that 3 seconds of time, it's amazing how – I thought back to 1989, my first year in the minor leagues, where they sat us all down and said, if you ever leave the mound, you're automatically ejected. Like, how that came in my mind in that split second there. So I was just kind of standing on the mound. You see, just dancing around, like, not knowing what to do, because it's never happened in my life.
John Doherty joined us, former Tiger, reminiscing a little bit. The Sandy Alomar with the little kick. I see Dan Gladden. He looked like a hothead. You also had Cecil the year after he hit the 50. What was Big Daddy like as a teammate?
Well, Cecil, again, great, great teammate, fun guy, you know, big, strong guy for sure. You know, hit the ball, such a fun, you know, just so much fun to watch him play. I mean, he really enjoyed it. I mean, you guys, you know, Jeff and Tribe saw his son play and stuff kind of the same way. They just seem to have a lot of fun playing the game. And I think, you know, he really appreciated getting to come back to the, you know, to Major League Baseball as opposed to playing in Japan. So he really just enjoyed every single day. And again, good teammate. You know, when I got married in 95, these guys, you know, Cecil came to my wedding and Juan Samuel and Alan Trammell, Mike Henneman. I mean, again, I think part of it, they may have felt bad for me for abusing me all those years. But yeah, good teammates, a lot of fun. And I had heard through another mutual friend that they were kind of talking a little bit about this incident, too, once they heard about it a couple days ago.
Hey, John, you obviously mentioned you play with Lou kind of at the end of his career. He was 36 in, what, like 1993 or whatever. But, I mean, does it blow your mind that this guy's not in the Hall of Fame? You put him up against, there's 22nd baseman in the Hall of Fame. Lou's got better numbers than damn near every one of them, not named Roberto Alomar. I mean, does it blow your mind that this guy's not in Cooperstown?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it actually blows my mind that it took so long for Trammell to get in as well. I mean, you know, Trammell, I mean, let's just with Trammell real quick. I mean, one of the nicest guys that you've ever met. And, if you could get in the Hall of Fame just for that, he would have been in, you know, the day he retired. And, you know, like I said, he's a lifer. He loves the game. He's great for the game. I know Lou, and I, you know, these are the things I don't like about it with the sports writers voting and stuff like that. No offense to you guys if you guys got a vote.
No.
But I just feel like, you know, it's what you do on the field. You know what I mean? So if he's a quiet guy, if he, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Or even if he was a rude guy, you know what I mean? Whatever he does on the field,
cares?
He deserves it. And like you said, his numbers are there. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, it's just I have no idea why he's not there. And I remember talking to Tram years ago. He always felt that if he got in, he'd probably be one of those, committee things where him and Lou went in together, which I thought would have been beautiful. But, you know, I really do, Lou, I do think he will get his day, but, you know, hopefully it's soon, because it's a shame when sometimes these people, you know, and I not that he's an old man or anything like that, but, you know, you see people getting recognized when they're no longer here. And I don't think that's right.
Well, if they play the season, or at least some of it, and they actually have home games, I don't know how they're going to – if they have no fans and they won't do the jersey retirement, but they're planning, to do something for Lou this year. You have to come back, especially since you're part of the Alumni Association, because Tram still works here. Gibby does the games on TV. I mean, you know, look, you weren't a great player, but I mean, you had some really – you had two really good years with this team.
Yeah, like I said, it's just for, you know, not a lack of trying. It was one of those things I was always going to come back with my family, actually, trying to, you know, but again, my son played baseball all through his, you know, his younger days. So summertime was always, you know, no offense to summertime in Detroit, but, you know, there's some other destination places to go to than Detroit.
Oh, Northern Michigan, John, come on. The hell with the Catskills, Northern Michigan. Although
I don't go to the Catskills either.
Okay.
We spent so much time over the years just in Florida, to be honest with you. My wife's parents, you know, they retired down there back in 92. And so we've spent so much time down there all these years. But, no, I agree with you to get back. And again, Gibby's another one who, you know, he came back my second year. And, you know, after hearing the stories that Henneman told me how Gibby treated him, I was like, oh, Jesus, please, I can't deal with this the second year in a row. Like, I just, you know, and he wound up being one of the nicest guys, such a good teammate. I mean, he took me under his wing right away, like a spring training. I had kind of bad mouthed myself after a spring training game or whatever. And he just, you know, gave me a little, you know, little speech, a little sit down or whatever the case is. And like I said, that whole season, I had so much fun with him. It's amazing. So, and last time I saw him and Tram, I was in Florida when he was with they were with Arizona, and I went down to a game, and I got on the field. They're like looking at me, like, "What the hell are you doing here?" So it was really good to see both of those guys.
Hey John, I got to ask you one more question, if you don't mind. You mentioned Mike Henneman. Was Mike Henneman a good dude? I had a run in as a fan. He was playing for the Texas Rangers. And do you remember where all the visitors used to come out of Tiger Stadium, rather, and you could wait by the buses? And me and my buddies, I was in high school at the time, maybe, like maybe in 10th grade. I don't know. It was a Friday night. Rangers are in town. And I yell at Henneman. Didn't even pitch that night. I'm like, hey, nice outing, Mike. Gets on the bus, comes back off the bus, gets right in my face and says, what do you think? You're some kind of tough guy? You had a couple effing beers tonight? Which, mind the way, I was like 15, so I was not drinking, although maybe I wish I was. But I always wondered if Mike Henneman was a good dude. Can you clear it up just for my own purposes?
100%. I'm actually kind of shocked by that. I mean, Mike was a great guy. I mean,
well, I'm really, kind of really annoying, so I guess I don't blame him. But.
Yeah, well, then there you go. But I honest to God, I mean, I'm actually trying to think of somebody right now who wasn't on our team. I mean, you know, Mike was really the one guy, I guess, who really took me under his wing. I mean, and you know, he used to joke. He goes, you know, he's probably going to take my job one day because, you know, at that point I was, you know, a relief pitcher, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, like you said, so for somebody to even think that and still be nice to you and still look after you and all that kind of stuff, that's kind of surprising to me. So, I don't know, you know, where that came from at all. But I love Mike Hennemy. He's great.
Well, John, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. Great reminiscing. And you were always straight up when you played here. And it was great hearing from you. And we'll keep in touch. And you got to come back.
Yeah, please do. I appreciate it. You know, I just, you know, during this whole quarantine time, you know, I was, you know, reorganizing the house, and I went through some videos and clips and all stuff, and I came across the audio of, you know, being on the show, you know, with you and Mitch, and you guys calling my mom one time.
Oh, that's
time
right.
You guys called my dad, and I remember driving to the park, you know, weeks after, and you guys had a drop-in with my mom's name on it because you guys were loving her New York accent so much. So you guys are great to me. I don't know if you remember putting the TV set in game. I think it was game 3 or game 5 with the Knicks. You had the game in live, so you could get my reaction during
God.
And they wound up losing the damn game. But you guys are great to me. I really appreciate it, and I'm glad you guys are well. And please be safe during this crazy time. And again, you're in New York. Please give me a holler. I'd love to take you out for a cold one, a burger, or something like that.
All right.
I wish you guys all the best.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate
it. Thanks, John. Good talking to you.
Take care, guys.
John Daugherty. You like that one, Riggs? Was that a good surprise?
That's cool, yeah. Yeah, it brings back the memories.
Oh, God.
I remember that brawl.
I know.
Mean, all those days at Tiger Stadium. You know, Stoney, that team just, it wasn't bad.
I know.
That was a decent team they had.
I know they were.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.